They're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Rolling through the 4 o'clock hour now on a Thursday, week 3 of NFL action tonight. Steelers and Browns. You can listen to the game here on ESPN Southwest Florida. And speaking of watching games, I did not know this. Billy from Naples chiming in. Hey, Craig. Get to watch the Lions locally on Fox on Sunday. Really?
No, you don't.
I defer to Pete Shepard.
No, you don't. It's Green Bay and Tampa Bay.
Well, that's
four. Oh, wait a second. Oh, is it the 1 o'clock game now? What does I know? The 1 o'clock is Patriots and Baltimore. Oh, no, Patriots-Baltimore's on Fox. Sorry.
Why are you guys on Fox?
I don't. That's one of those freaky things they do a couple times a year. Patriots and Baltimore are on Fox, and Buffalo and Miami are on CBS at 1 o'clock.
Time to check.
I already got the TV grid. Patriots Green Bay are on 425 next week because Miami plays on Thursday and Green Bay plays at night. I mean, Tampa Bay plays at night.
See, like Billy from Naples, I hope you're right. But like I said, I automatically defer to Pete Shepherd.
I'm looking
on that.
At it right
He's
here.
Like a human TV guide.
Yep.
All right. We shall see. It is 7 minutes and 20 seconds past the hour. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight from Cleveland. The Brownies host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coverage starts at 7:30 on ESPN Southwest Florida. Kickoff at 8:15 on Prime Video. Jason Pierre-Paul texted Josina Anderson. He is signing with the Baltimore Ravens. Wow. Update from the President's Cup being played in Charlotte right now. U.S. is on the board. They're up 1-0 on the day, and they lead the other four matches that are out right now. And Aaron Judge goes for homer 61. Yankees host the Red Sox tonight.
Hold on a second. Then they must have switched it because
Billy from Naples might be right
because it says right here on my YouTube TV app that Detroit, Minnesota was
breaking news. Pete Shepherd was wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Yes, you were wrong.
How are you wrong?
No, it was. I've been saying it all week.
How is that not wrong?
Now, well, it's because they switched it today.
But that means you're wrong. Billy Naples said
I was
5
wrong.
Minutes ago.
But I was right until I wasn't.
That makes you wrong.
I didn't make it up, Craig. They listened to the damn game all week. They just switched it. I don't know why.
That still makes you wrong as of now.
But no, Craig, he's right. He wasn't wrong until he was wrong.
Right.
They'll switch it back.
They'll switch it back.
Oh, we got a lot of Lions fans and Vikings fans down here.
That's right. More than the Evil Empire, maybe.
Well, no, we got a lot of Pats. We got a lot of Pats fans down here, but I got a few Ravens, but not as many as the Minnesota and Detroit, I don't think.
Yes. Thank you, Billy from Naples. I appreciate your loyalty and diligence. Thank you.
Good name, Billy.
Billy.
It's a good name.
Solid name.
Yeah.
Any era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guys. Sometimes.
Billy the Kid, was he... Is he a bad guy or a good guy?
Billy the Kid. Oh, like in the Western days?
Yeah, Wild Wild West.
Both. Well, I think he was one of those guys that, like, he was like Robin Hood. He stole from the rich to give to the poor.
Is that what he did?
I don't know.
All right. Fine.
I don't know how that happened.
One slipped by the old goalie, didn't it?
No, it didn't slip by the old goalie. I've been planning a party for the week because of that, because of this week. They just switched it today. I was looking at my TV this morning, making sure the DVR was already set for it. And it said as of this morning, but this says right here, September 25th, Fox 4, Detroit, Minnesota. So
Bald Eagle has now texted in a grid from his cable. Lions Vikings.
Yeah.
Fox TV.
That's weird. It showed up on your DirecTV, and I tried to scroll forward, and I didn't. Our information wasn't loading.
And I have Summit, which doesn't let me scroll more than 24 hours in advance.
Man, they're not spending any money with us anytime soon.
Well, I'm sorry.
So you have not had a good word to say about them.
I have not.
Oh!
What happened? Locker Room Junk says it's going to be a get right game for my Vikings. Sorry, Craig. Yo-Yo-Yo says Steeler over the Brownies tonight.
I don't know. I'm starting to back off on my Steelers pick for the evening.
Why?
I'm not.
Did I talk you out of it with my knowledge and supremacy of facts?
Supremacy of facts. It's a sequence of words that have never been used before. No, I'm starting to look at some of the rushing numbers.
The Browns are going to run all day on them.
I think they are.
They got three running backs that can do it, too. They'll never be tired.
I think they are. I'm kind of with you on that. But how much of those stats are skewed? Because when you're going up against the Bengals, you want them to run the ball, not throw the ball. And
let me remind you, TJ Watt will not be up front.
Thank you. I'm aware of that. When
just in case
you go
forgot.
On IR, that you tend to be out of games.
Be gone.
Chris, you know on YouTube TV, you have to pay even extra for their version of Deportes. So, which I don't have.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
But that's what they moved the Patriots and Baltimore game to.
Got bumped to the Spanish channel.
Telemundo? Yep.
No.
Telemundo.
Univision?
Univision? Gillette Stadium at Foxborough. No,
it's
their version of Deporte YouTube TV. You have to pay extra for this.
Also listen to it on La Playa radio. I'm joking. You can't.
Oh, this stinks.
That's a shame.
You know what?
We'll get the better game.
You know what? One for the good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now no Octobox for me. I'm all full screen. It's going to be very exciting.
You know what? Good for you. I'm not bitter. I've had my share of a lot of games down here.
Throw Craig a bone.
Yeah. I don't mind throwing you a bone. I don't.
Thanks.
I don't.
All right. Well, my day just got I was going to watch anyway. I'm still on the couch. I'm just watching different things.
Display Seahawks fan says, who knows which Kirk Cousins is going to show up? Lions by three. Actually,
thank you, Displaced.
There is a very easy answer to that question.
Not Monday night games.
When is the game played?
Sunday. One.
Daytime. Sunday at what time, Pete?
1 o'clock.
Okay, there's your answer.
Kirk's much better right at 1 o'clock than he is at
the later in the day, the worse he gets. If he ever gets that 12:30 slot on Thanksgiving, all pro.
All pro
numbers he'll put up that day.
Last in the Vikings' last three meetings with the Lions, all of which Cook missed, by the way, each game has finished by just a 2-point margin, with Minnesota winning the first two and Detroit winning the most recent matchup last December.
Usually Lions-Vikings games go down the wire.
Cook's playing, though.
It's easy to say that after you hear that stat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not on the injury report that I've seen.
Oh, Cook's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let Dalvin cook.
No, don't let him cook.
It's like Russ Cook.
Yeah.
But it's actually his last name.
I understand.
Dalvin Cook. It's a verb.
It can be. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm calling Fox 4 after this.
No, you're not.
I'm going to talk to my friend.
Do no such thing.
My good friend, Jane Morial, who you played golf. Oh, no, you didn't play golf in that tournament with her, but I did. And she's awesome, and I want answers. I will do everything in my power to get that case.
Have you been behind, like the Wizard of Oz, behind a curtain, calling her every week, telling her which game to put on over there?
No, she does. She's a great anchor. She does nighttime news over there, and she's a good friend. And I just want to know what happened.
Oh, Dopey with a good question. Who has a bigger game, Jefferson or St. Brown?
Say both.
Both.
I put both on my fantasy team.
Yeah. Although, I'm trying to think, Jefferson didn't have a big game last week. He did in week one, right? Yeah, against the Packers in week one, but in week two, last week, I don't think he... I don't remember. All right. Let's preview this Giants-Cowboys game a little bit. You got some Jerry Jones sound.
Well, why don't you do yours? Because this is... Right. Do the stuff you had with Galladay first, that little whiny, spoiled, snot-nosed little...
Galladay, who got paid $74 million to leave Detroit and go to the Giants, and he hasn't done bupkis since. Missed most of last year, injured. Had another procedure here in the spring, which cost him. And he's complaining about his lack of playing time. And here he is on SNY, that he says he should be playing regardless.
accepted the role? I mean, do you accept this?
I mean, I have a choice. Like I said, I don't agree with it.
Kenny, bottom line is, do you think you've earned? If you're on the field every day and other people aren't, do you think you should be earning more playing time because you're putting the time in and out there?
I should be playing regardless.
Bottom line, if you are not going to play, do you want to be here? If this is going to be your playing time, do you want to be here?
We're not going to get into all that right now. We're going into week three. We're going to see how it goes. It's a lot of football left.
Okay. Sounds like a malcontent. Sounds like a guy that overvalues his ability based on what he's been able to produce. That's what it sounds like to me. Here's Brian Daboll on Galloway's playing time. He says, we're just going to let the guys compete it out. This is Giants media.
I'm just going back to Tom Rock earlier in the call when he asked about Galladay, the contract and everything. Have you felt the need, or has John Mara approached you to ask about, you know, playing time for one of the higher paid players on your roster, even though I know you did not bring him with you? He was here when you got here, but have you had that conversation with John at all?
Well, I'd say this. I'll just go back. Joe and I talk about a lot of things. Mr. Mara has been great in terms of, you know, Joe and I have kind of handled a lot of the football things. Obviously, you're going to have communication with your ownership group on a lot of different things, and we certainly do. I think we have a good relationship in terms of, you know, communication. But again, whether it's, you know, the highest paid player, the lowest paid player, the highest draft pick, an undrafted free agent, we're just going to go out there and let, you know, the guys compete it out. And, you know, 1 week doesn't necessarily mean, you know, this is what's going to happen the next week. So I think everybody understands, you know, what we're trying to do as an organization in terms of, you know, continue to get better, competing for spots, working as hard as you can work. And, you know, that's, again, I'll just say, like, David Sills has done a good job. I'm not, like, he's done a good job and he's earned some of this playing time, and each week's a competition.
That was a great little tap dance there. Well put, actually. Very good question, by the way, because I would have asked the same thing. I don't think those kind of questions come up enough, so congratulations. That was a good question by
Pete Shepard, seal of approval.
Wow. Seal of approval. I thought the way he answered it at first was a little tap dance-ish, and then he kind of got into it at the end. But
basically, Galladay's getting out practiced. That's what I heard.
It looks like he's not into it. Galladay, I mean. So I don't know. I'm never putting on my fantasy team again.
No.
Dead.
No.
Nope. And I'm looking at, and thanks to Crispy on Twitter for sending this out. Yeah. In Miami and West Palm, they're getting Baltimore and the Patriots. Most of the state is getting New Orleans at Carolina, including the Tampa market. And the little speck of yellow has Detroit at Minnesota in the Fort Myers market. Jacksonville, obviously, up.
Good for us.
That's good for us. That's odd.
Total doubt.
They did switch the game the last second. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I would think they'd get better ratings with Patriots in Baltimore, but
strongly disagree.
Okay.
Vikings, Lions.
So, honest question: a Sunday 1 o'clock game, like, what's the difference in rating between, even if, let's say, the Patriots and Ravens would outdo the Lions by a little bit? What's that number?
You're right. It's probably, well,
10 people.
Small. Yeah, not a lot. I don't think a lot.
Lamar Jackson's a pretty good draw.
You're going up against Josh Allen.
We're not talking 2-1. Yeah, well, that's just it. That's the game.
The Fox game is going to be the smaller viewed game in this market.
Yeah. Not in my house. I'm going to have all my TVs on. That's going to count for like 3.
All right, can we get to Jerry Jones now?
Yes.
Please.
He says, this is from today. He actually said this. He wouldn't mind a controversy between Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush. There's two cuts here. Here's the first one. Lord.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Walk to New York?
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but I would, you can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it. when he had the when he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he didn't.
Okay, hang on. Before we hang on, reserve comment. Here's he's not done with this subject.
Well, of course we want Dak to be here next week.
Oh yeah,
that's the thing.
Speed
you do
up the heel.
But Dak and I want Rush to lead a team to a victory here and get another win and get another win, and that's the only way to look at it. Looking back when Dak was playing instead of Tony, it was game by game. It wasn't the long look we had after 2 months to look back. It was actually play by play, almost series by series. So do I think that it's possible for Rush to come in here and play at a level to win games the way Prescott did when he took over for Romo? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I certainly think that's possible.
But is it possible that Cooper could play well enough that when Dak's ready to go, Dak won't go because Cooper's played so well?
Well, it was impossible, ostensibly, that Rush could, I mean, that Prescott could play that well and keep Romo out of the championship game.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here's the deal. You just spent $45 million a year for Dak. Dak's your guy no matter what. Now, I will say this. Let's say Cooper plays well for a couple of games. Maybe that gives you the option, if you're smart, give Dak an extra week to heal instead of this nonsense where every time Jerry Jones talks about 6 to 8 weeks, then it's 4 weeks, then it's 3 weeks, then he's out next week. Stop that nonsense and give that thumb time to heal. Maybe it buys you a week. I don't know. But make no mistake about it. Dak Prescott's your starting quarterback the minute he's able to play. I don't care how good Cooper Rush is. Fact.
No.
You can't say no matter how good Cooper Rush is. If Cooper Rush is the next Tom Brady and the percentage is so small. But you've got it. You can't just say you're the starter and we're not going to change anything. What if the Yankees did that with Wally Pipp and said, nope, you're the first baseman. Doesn't matter how well the backup comes in and plays.
I would agree with you if Dak Prescott had a history of looking like Jacoby Brissett, but he doesn't. Last year he was the leading passer in the NFL.
Exactly. When Tom Brady came in for Bledsoe, first of all, Bledsoe got hurt from Malouis, but even if he didn't, he only had about another game to prove himself. Then Brady was coming in. There's no question about it because he was out playing him in practice. And everybody knew it was coming. This process was sped up because of the most Lewis. There's one more cut here from Jerry.
Look, I think it's easy to make fun of Jerry Jones for a lot of the things he says. And, okay, he's a little over the top with this one right here, saying he'd walk to New York to get a quarterback controversy. And nobody wants a quarterback controversy. But if you've got Cooper Rush playing at a really high level, there are worse problems to have in the NFL. You're up.
Here we go.
Wouldn't it be something if the same thing happened and you, this is the way I think, and Tony was ready to go and ready to get in the game, and there you had Prescott ready to go. Which one's going against Green Bay? Okay, wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins.
Now he's got 10 wins.
Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
Huh?
He's not doing himself any favors.
I don't think he is either. I'm sorry. It's not the right time.
Right.
It's not the right time for that.
If Cooper Rush is 4-0 and Dak's ready to come back, I mean, maybe, you know, even we'd be talking about it. But
if Cooper Rush is 4-0 and has a 3-1 touchdown interception ratio, then okay. Right to change my mind like Chris. But the chance of that happening, I don't think they're going to win against the Giants this week.
Well, I don't think so either, but wouldn't that be a feather in the cap for Cooper Rush?
Oh, Cooper can make money on this deal.
God,
he comes out, and
we've
seen teams with small sample size go, oh, that backup quarterback's the next guy, and then they offer him a big contract when the contract's up. I can see that. But let's get past the Giants first.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not the right place or time. I mean, and I can just imagine, because those comments were made a couple hours ago, I could just imagine Dallas,
the firestorm,
the fan. Why is Jerry creating a quarterback controversy when there is not one right now? It's week three.
Dak's phone's blowing up right now. He's flipping through it with his good thumb.
Dak's like, now I got to come back because I might not have my tardies.
Yeah.
So push the injury even more. Jerry's already got him 3 weeks ahead of schedule.
I know. Supposed to be back next week, apparently. I mean, the stitches haven't even taken off.
And I don't want anyone to confuse what I'm saying. I don't think Cooper Rush is better than Dak Prescott, but he's got a few games. He beat a team that was in the Super Bowl last year. Say what you want about the Bengals this season and their deficiencies, but if you beat them, you beat an undefeated Giants team on the road on a primetime spot, you come back and you get the Packers, right? Is that the schedule?
Sounds about right.
You get the Packers? I don't know. That's a pretty impressive three-game stretch.
Let's get by Monday. Let's get by Monday.
I feel confident that we will not be having, well, at least we won't, Jerry Jones might, we will not be having a quarterback controversy discussion regarding the Dallas Cowboys in 3 weeks.
I know, Tony Romo was all over Cooper Rush on the Broncos. Oh, yeah, I knew this guy all along could play. Jeez. Okay.
Look, he played well enough to beat Cincinnati. He did play well. So at the Giants, home against Washington, and then at the
And played well when it counted the most in overtime.
At the Giants on primetime Monday, as we know, home against Washington, at the Rams, at Philadelphia.
Sorry, Green Bay. I don't know where I got
time,
Green Bay from.
Yeah, by that time, it'll be then home against Detroit.
Probably. It will probably be Dak at that point.
Dak will be making a start against
Detroit. The overall point is, Crystal Ball, is that it's too early to be talking about a quarterback controversy after week two.
The owner's doing himself no favors.
Yeah.
Okay,
Wait to see if – first of all, wait to see if Dak Prescott can even come back on the timetable that Jerry Jones is –
now,
I think, delusional about.
Now Mike McCarthy's, the next time he meets the media, he's got to answer questions about Cooper and Dak and the timeline, and is he going to be, because is there a quarterback controversy? He doesn't need that. He needs to beat the Giants is what he needs to do.
Hey, Mike, your owner said today that he would love a dilemma at quarterback. Yeah. Your thoughts?
I would say I don't like dilemmas.
Say, what?
Well, but I think the bigger point here is if there is, he would like the controversy at quarterback because that means Cooper Rush is playing at a very high level.
Sure. I get it. I think I know where Jerry was trying to go. I think it kind of blew up on him a little bit.
It happens with him from time to time, guys. Like once a week.
All right, coming up. You got some hot nuggets for tonight's game?
Tons of nuggets.
Well, let's do some
hot nuggets.
Are they saucy?
Yeah, I like barbecue. I go to the barbecue.
I'm a Thai chili sauce kind of a guy.
I'm also going to give you
a little sweet heat for you. Yeah. Hit you in the back of the throat, right in the thing that dangles down in the back. Woo!
And I do want to give you a quick nugget when we come back about this baseball game tonight between the Yankees and the Red Sox and what Aaron Judge is up against. Some of you may not know. Not that numbers mean a whole heck of a lot. They're pretty good numbers that I think you're be very interested in in this game tonight, which is on national TV.
Sunday, we have a matchup. Future first ballot Hall of Famers Tom Brady and the Bucks hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Coverage starts at 3:30, 4:25 kickoff. Buccaneers coverage is brought to you by Signs in One Day, My Shower Door, Creel Tractor, and All Dry Southwest Florida. Shema DeShepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It takes balls to play most sports, except for hockey. It takes pucks. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Week 3 of the NFL getting started tonight. We'll have the game on ESPN Southwest Florida. It is the Steelers and Browns. With Brownie the Elf just sitting there on the 50-yard line.
I'm getting that for Christmas. I'm going to get a Brownie shirt for Christmas.
Hey, that's a great idea.
And a hat, too. Hat with the elf on the logo.
I'd wipe myself with it.
I just bought a Tuanon shirt today.
Tuanon?
Yeah.
Like QAnon, except Tua?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
You don't know the Tuanon? What? You don't know about Tuanon?
No.
Oh, yeah. So the guy puts a dolphin mask on
And
talks into the camera like it's, what's the other one? The real one?
QAnon?
QAnon. Uh-huh. Yeah, like he's one of those. It's very funny.
Really? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I haven't seen this yet. Is it like wear like funny masks like the January 6th guys or
so it's
something?
It's not one of those. It's literally a dolphin head.
Okay.
It's very funny.
Okay. I'll have to check this out. You should wear one in the end zone on Sunday when you go to the game.
A dolphin costume?
Yeah, or a head. Dolphin head.
I'll be wearing this hat right here.
Right there?
Old school Dolphins logo.
And your Dan Marino.
Plus, wear white because that's good. It reflects the sun in case you're in the sun a lot.
No, I'll be wearing teal.
Oh, but your hat. I mean, on your head.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Dopey's upset. There goes Pete again, trashing Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Clearly, Jerry is stating that it would be great to have a quarterback controversy because that would mean they're winning games with Cooper Rush. Don't try to make more out of it than what it is. I thought you were better than that, Pete. First of all, Dopey, I'm not better. Definitely not better than that. Number one.
I love
number two.
Fruit.
I'm not making. I just think the comments he made are ill timed. Okay, and I don't think it's fair for Mike McCarthy, who you know tomorrow and the rest of the week it's going to be brought up and those clips are going to be played, that he has to answer for his owner about a dilemma possibility of a court. It's not time for that yet. That's all.
The other ownership in the National Football League would have worded it differently. They would have said, We have full confidence in Cooper. We want him to succeed and do well. And when the time comes to bring back Dak, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Right.
Not we are rooting for a quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
Which he said he was.
Yes.
Jimmy Chitwood, apparently a fellow
Jimmy
two-anon.
Chitwood.
He's a two-anon.
I'll make it.
Fins up.
I'll make it.
Two-anon.
Two-anon.
All right. A quick baseball nugget tonight. Now we'll get to the nuggets for this football game, okay? So tonight, going for the Red Sox is Waka, who is their best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, to be honest with you. On the year, he is 11-1. He's got a 2.61 ERA. He's 8-0 with a 2.7 ERA in his last 12 starts. He's 2-1 with a 2.82 ERA in 9 career games, 7 starts against the Yankees. He last faced him August 14th, not too long ago in Boston. He pitched a 2-hit shutout, 7 innings in his return from missing nearly 7 weeks with a shoulder injury. Now, most of you might say, who cares? Well, here's why you care.
Why?
Aaron Judge against Waka.
Waka, Waka.
Waka, 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 Waka.
And that kind of thing. He's 0-14 against Waka with 9 strikeouts lifetime. Just throwing that out there.
This is at New York?
Yes.
You know what
I mean, all it takes is one bad pitch. I'm not saying.
You know what I do?
I if you're going to end it tonight. Do get both of them.
I'm not a fan of starting a riot or anything, but I'd hold out 4 fingers.
No, he's leading off, first of all.
I'd walk him.
No, they won't do that.
I'd walk him.
They'll do that. I'd walk him
4 times tonight just to get the crowd going.
No, no, no. They won't do that. That's what that's what the Pirates did last night. They were up by 9 runs. They threw him 4 cruddy pitches, off-speed pitches.
I wouldn't even throw pitches. I just let him take the base. No. Hold up the 4 to the umpire, say go.
No, he's leading off tonight, as he normally does. So he's going to get at least 4, probably 5 at-bats. And it should be a hell of a game. Should be a hell of a game tonight in New York. Like I said, maybe a lot of Red Sox fans don't agree. I think it's just if he does do it, do it against the Red Sox. It means more. If you hit it against the Pirates, no one would ever remember that. They remember it, but it's not the same thing. So he could tie the record.
Well, the Pirates got a pretty
Could break the record.
Home run against the Yankees that's
Bill Mazeroski, game seven
of the World Series.
1960.
Yep. But I think it'd be pretty cool. If he does do it, and of course I'm still waiting for the Red Sox to win. I don't want him to do it, but if he did, I think it's only fitting he does it against the Red Sox. And the whole country's gonna be watching. The next 4 games are against them. They're all on national TV. So you don't have to worry about cutting. Although Friday night is the Apple thing. That's the problem. The Apple cutting on Friday.
Apple TV.
MLB is going to be a cutting in. They're trying to get that kind of off Apple TV, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
They got to stick with what they got. This is why Apple TV paid money and they had this game fall in their lap. This is what they want.
As Field Yates also getting back to football before we get into Nuggets, Packers wide receivers Alan Lazard, Christian Watson, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb all didn't practice today. Tight end Mercedes Lewis and kicker Mason Crosby also didn't practice today. So when Phil said, and he had brought up some of those names, there's more that have been added. When he says 14 to 10, he might be off by a few points. It might be 7 to 6. Mm-hmm. You know, the way if all those injuries hold up, going to be very similar, I think, ugliness that we saw last week with Tampa and New Orleans. And whatever team makes the better defensive play, probably going to win the game, which I would put my money on Tampa. But both teams are severely banged up as of today going into that game.
All right. Tonight.
Now, tonight.
Nuggets.
Amazon TV. In case you don't have it.
13 million people watched last
week. What are you waiting for? Tonight, Steelers at the Browns. Since Mike Tomlin took over in 2007, the Pittsburgh Steelers are tied for the second most primetime wins with 45, ranks third in winning percentage in those games at 643, by the way.
Wow.
The Steelers are tied for the lead in defensive interceptions with 5. The last time they had 6-plus picks through 3 games in a season was 2008. They had 6 interceptions. Guess who won the Super Bowl that year?
Steelers with the help of the officials against the Seahawks.
Tough call.
Facts.
Bad camera angle on the goal line.
Yeah.
Well, you can't expect them to have a camera down every goal line on the field.
Well, the Super Bowl, you can.
I think I took the under in that game. I think I was right.
I was being a little sarcastic.
You're being
there,
sarcastic, because we had one with the Bears game last week, and that didn't help Justin Fields at all when he crossed the goal line.
Didn't even matter a little bit.
No.
Steelers 4.5, I think 4 now, point underdog against Cleveland would be the 6th time since the start of 2019, they have been an underdog against Cleveland. Pitt was an underdog against Cleveland 6 times from 1990 to 2018. Najee Harris is averaging 5.17 yards per rush in 2 meetings against the Browns.
Not this year.
Against the Browns. Second best versus any team he's ever faced.
What's he averaging? 2.4 this year on the ground, I think?
Yeah, but not against the Browns. Well, that's not the stat I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He averages more against the Broncos at 5.3. Deontay Johnson for Pitt has a reception percentage of 47.6% over 5 games with the Browns. Worst among all teams Johnson has recorded at reception. Now, the Browns have lost their 2 most recent primetime games, including Week 17 loss to Pitt last year. Cleveland has not lost 3 straight primetime games since dropping 3 straight between 2015 Week 9 and Week 10 of 2016. The Browns also have the NFL's second highest pass rush rate this season. 55.6% trails only the Cardinals, believe it or not, at 58.3%. Mitch Trubisky has a 39% completion percentage when pressured this season. That's near the bottom of the NFL, 22nd in the NFL. And last one, Jacoby Brissett, Browns QB, 9.69 yards per attempt in his career against the Steelers. That's the 3rd highest against any opponent and the highest against any opponent he has faced multiple times. So that stat's good for Browns fans.
Hmm. All right.
I like the Steelers tonight, though. I do.
08 Super Bowl was Cardinals-Steelers, according to Pittsburgh John, or Steelers almanac.
Well, the
technically, 08 was
okay,
Giants.
Okay, yeah, okay, 08, you're right, 08.
Well, the Super Bowl for the 2008 season.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Yeah, technically, 09.
Which one was
that
the Seahawks?
That was before that, 05. I always forget about the Arizona. That was a Kurt Warner rebirth year.
Yeah. Thank you, Pittsburgh, John.
Yep.
Craig Special Sack is asking for us to stop calling the Steelers Pitt because Pitt is the college.
Who said Pitt?
I don't know, but when you send in a text like that, they're the Pitt Steelers the rest of the day. Sorry.
I don't even recall anybody calling them.
Because Pitt and Panthers have the Pitt on the
run down.
I don't even think any of us would call them Pitt.
I might
have just said Pitt.
I don't think you did.
Good God.
But see, what you're missing on Craig's special sack is we're saying Pitt with 1 T. You're hearing Pitt with 2 T's. That's on you.
Fact.
It's not pity.
How about the Berg? The Berg.
No, well, tonight when you see the scoreboard graphic, it will say Pitt.
Sixburg.
P-I-T. Cleveland. C-E-L-E.
Sixburg. What they call themselves because they got 6 Super Bowls.
This one's so sensitive.
The quest for 7.
I can't imagine 6.
Not this year.
I can't imagine 1.
I First team to ever win four.
Man, I really like the Pitt Steelers tonight.
There we go. Against the Clee Browns.
The Clee Browns.
The Clee Browns.
And of course, one of the all-time characters on Seinfeld was...
George Costanza.
No.
Where are you going?
Mr. Pitt.
Jimmy.
Oh, Mr. Pitt.
Mr. Pitt.
Elaine's boss.
Oh, forget about those.
Yeah.
He didn't like the socks at Elaine.
Yeah, that Pitt-Arizona Super Bowl was something.
It was something. It came down a very controversial play at the end.
Uh-huh. I still don't know if the Pitt's receiver's toe was all the way down.
Right.
I know. It's Antonio Holmes.
Wig is confirmed that Pete said Pitt. Okay.
Craig Special Sacks said I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, Peter.
Peter. River Fire says the second T is silent.
River Fire says you're saying it wrong. It's pronounced it with a couple letters before that. You're late.
Oh, we are late. All right. Tonight, obviously, Pitt.
Pitt at Cleveland.
Versus Clee. And we're going to do trivia. It's Pitt and Clee trivia. Steelers and Browns trivia for those that are following along. A breakfast for you and a friend at Biggie's Place, Fowler Street in Fort Myers, is on the line. We need caller number 9. Let's talk some football. 239-337-ESPN. 239.
Big cut from JT. Where'd he go to school, Craig?
Georgia, right?
No.
No. No, hold on. Oh. Allah!
Is that carburetor again?
Bama!
You're welcome,
roll down
America.
Side. It's the first time all week I've done that.
Good. Choke.
Caller number 9.
Choke.
239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia.
Sheeman and Shepard. Stealing it.
ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, today we're doing Steelers and Browns trivia in honor of tonight's game, kicking off week 3 around the NFL. Brought to you by Biggie's Place on Fowler Street in Fort Myers. Kyle in Naples is caller number 9. Kyle, how are you?
Kyle?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Kyle, what is your favorite NFL team?
Miami Dolphins.
All right, fins up. Yeah. All right, let's see how you do. First question goes to you. Of course, first one to 3 correct answers is a winner. Your first question, name every Steeler head coach since 1969.
Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin. That's it?
No, I was just dinging the individual answers.
No. There's one more.
Since 19 when?
69. It is amazing in this day and age that this any team has only had 3 coaches over that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Now, I can't come
up with
Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll? Chuck Knoll. All right. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
I think I know you. I think you know this one. Who invented the terrible towel?
That would be hard to do with his voice. The late, great Myron Cope.
There you go.
Legendary.
Former broadcaster.
Legendary. Really nice man, too.
1-0, Pete. All right, Kyle, what is the name of the stadium formerly known as Heinz Field?
It's a tough question, Craig.
It's very tough. Gonna pass.
Yep.
Pete, do you know
Acrisure?
Acrisure Stadium. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No point for Pete though. Pete's still up 1-0. This question is for Pete. The year before being named Steelers head coach, where was Mike Tomlin defensive coordinator?
That would be the Skull Country, Minnesota Vikings.
That is correct. For 1 year. Mm-hmm. All right, Pete. 2-0. Kyle. Where did Ben Roethlisberger play college football?
Give me a hint.
Mac.
God.
I'm not good at college teams. I don't know.
Miami of Ohio.
Yep. All right. Pete Shepard for the win. I'll give you the tough one. Mm-hmm. Name the Browns stadium.
First Energy.
That is correct. Pete Shepard, a winner.
Yeah. Mm. Good job.
All right. Nice job. There were some hard ones in there, but Kyle, thanks for always for listening. We do appreciate
good
that.
Good job.
We'll take care of you with the prize. And I appreciate you putting up with us.
Thank you very much. All right. Go Dolphins.
All right. Vince up. That is Kyle in Naples. All right, Pete. Mm-hmm. The Browns reintroduced their old stupid mascot. What is the elf's name?
I'm getting you all brown. I'm going to get you a brownie bed set, too. Brownie blanket, brownie pillowcases.
For the record, I love brownies.
Brownies.
In fact, that'd be a good meal tonight watching the game if you want to just, you know.
Some walnuts on the top.
I could go either way. I like the plain as much as I like
I don't. I like I like nuts in
them. A little
in
texture.
Mine. I'm sure you do.
How about a little praline on top?
Ooh!
Let's go kick it up a notch.
And you got to go pink.
Scoop of vanilla ice cream.
You got to go pinky out with that, huh?
Yeah. If Jacoby Brissett gets benched or injured, who's next
Dobbs.
Man up? Joshua Dobbs is correct. D'Ernest Johnson played at what high school?
Where J.C. Jackson played at Immokalee.
And I know you know this one. To close it out for perfection, let me read the whole question. I know you know the answer, but we're trying to educate the young people out there.
I got you.
In 1987, the Browns appeared headed to the Super Bowl, believe it or not. But this running back fumbled what would have been the likely game-winning touchdown at the goal line of the AFC title game. Who was the running back?
Plug your ears, Brown fans. Ernest Biner.
Correct, Amundo.
And then what was more heartbreaking, that or the year later with the drive? I think Biner.
Yeah, but then to be snake bit 2 years in a row, I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to, you know, put myself in that situation. Not even close. But as our Billy from Naples pointed out, the Fox affiliate here switched the game this weekend, and I will get to watch my Lions and the Vikings on regular TV.
I'm
going to
protest
Sunday.
Outside.
No, you
have
pipe
a sign.
Down. You pipe down with your Patriots protest.
I'm going to call my friend Jane Montreal. She does the evening news.
You tell Jane to zip it.
No,
I don't want anything. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Jane's my friend, and I want to find out from her the powers that be why that happened.
Craig, that's a normal play in that scenario.
Chris, I just saw
a guy that's a normal play in that
with
scenario.
His putter from the rough. What happened? It was a cue ball.
When the ball is sitting up on the top of the rough, and the greens are as fast as they are at this at Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
Hitting like a flat iron, you're not going to be able to stop the ball. You're going to have a very small room for air.
I get putting it like Pete Shepard, but he used the toe of the putter.
So what that does is it gets the ball up in the air a little bit to get it through the thick stuff, but it's a little bit easier to control. Tiger's the first guy I saw pull that move out.
I'm going to try that this weekend.
I wouldn't.
Why?
If you've never hit a particular golf shot before,
I'm going to debut it.
Don't try it on the course.
Go practice it if you can practice it.
I don't have a putting green in my yard.
Well, you were going to play golf, right?
Yeah. You don't have a putting mat at home?
There's got to be a bunker somewhere.
You don't have a putting mat at home?
No.
How do you work on your strokes?
I just show up ready to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do a lot of practice strokes at my house.
Do you?
Yeah. Like tonight, I got a 15-foot long putting mat, roll it out, and I know my house has a little left to right break where I set it up, and start doing some putting.
I didn't bring mine. I got a really nice one of those from Edwin Watts last year. It's awesome, and it's still in the box. I haven't opened it yet, but now I can open it before my dining room table comes in because I have plenty of room.
Oh, okay. So great.
5 o'clock hour is upon us. Coming up.
I have a job opening for you.
Oh?
And me.
Oh. All right.
And with Chris.
All right. Well, make it equal. We'll check that out. We'll find out if the Celtics have a head coach or not. Weird story. I never did play the soundbite from Woj. No details have come out on this story. We'll get to it if you're just getting in your car. Plus, so get you ready for tonight's NFL game, Steelers and Browns. And Gator Orange text again. I saw Craig putt at Topgolf. Not pretty.
You putted off. You tried. You putted. You got one in. I'll give you credit, right?
Yeah.
Well, the big target.
A target's a target, Chris.
It's not true.
You're the only one in the history of Topgolf that's putted. Ever.
No, I took my grandma over there one time, and she broke out the putter as well.
Really?
Okay. No, not really.
Persons under the age of 55.
Craig, you fall in that category?
Under the age of 55?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. Just squarely. I mean, it's not even close.
A couple months.
Just not even close. Nowhere near the double nickel.
You're 54.
Coming up in just a few minutes, your chance, in fact, it's beyond the time, to win $1,000 of the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Text it to the number 45911. And it is, I'm going to give you the word right now because it's already 5 o'clock. What is today's date? 22nd? First day of fall. It is gain. Like the line to gain for first down. G-A-I-N. Gain. Text it in. 45911. You'll win $1,000. Brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.